Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Amazingly excited, Melanie Taylor. You provide me so much entertainment.
I'm done talking.
I love you.
I'm done. Off the air, I've been nonstop talking, and which probably annoys half the people
nobody,
I live with,
nobody
too.
Nobody annoys it. I love your genuine excitement. But I've said this on the radio. I love your genuine... Melanie saw this story, brought it to my attention, did all the work, and the people are here in the studio with us live. Mel, do your big introduction.
No.
Well, nobody knows, but our Bubba Show family doesn't know what happened off the air.
Ready? The introduction is John and Mary Lewis, two names that may mean something to you or nothing to you. John and Mary Lewis went to Mary's senior prom at the Pirate game the other day.
Yep.
And they are here live with us now.
Wow. Do you guys know when I woke up this morning? So Melanie texted me that she had that you guys were stopping by the studio. I wake up this morning and I sort of catch up. I watch the ABC overnight news, right? It comes on like 3 o'clock in the morning. And they have like, I can't remember what it's called, like the Pulse or something. It's like their kicker stories. You two were their story on the national news because you decided to go to the prom at a Pirates game, full tuxedo, full dress, whole nine yards.
Yeah, we had no idea we were on national news until a few minutes ago.
Until Bubba told us.
You told us.
Are you kidding? Inside. All right, I don't know the backstory of this at all. I chose to stay away from it, which was very hard the past couple of days. I was with people last night that were approaching me when they saw that you were going to be on. We tweeted it at our Star Pittsburgh account. Bubba knows the whole full story. I do not. So how did this happen?
How did you end up at a Pirate game for your prom?
Do you want me to?
Well, first of all, you're both North Catholic graduates.
No.
Almost.
That's the thing.
That's part of the story as well.
Okay. All right.
So we'll start. So pretty much I go to North Catholic.
Got it.
My last day was a few days ago.
Happy graduation.
We have a rule. Thank you. We have a rule there that was only implemented this year, I think, that if you are not a sophomore, junior, or senior in high school, you have to be a 2018 graduate of the school of North Catholic to go to prom. And he is a 2018 graduate of Vincentian Academy, which is another public school, or not public, private school in the area.
Therefore, John, you were not permitted to go to the prom.
So he was not allowed.
Mary.
Right. Despite all of our efforts, long story short, they basically said no. And so we were kind of stuck because she already has her dress. We had already,
We had met with the vice principal. We had talked to everybody who was organizing the prom.
And they probably were like, rules are rules if we break it for you.
Well, they were, the person that we met with was pretty understanding of our situation.
There you go.
So they went to talk to administration and they were the people that turned it down.
Yeah.
I can't wait. What? Had no idea.
So,
You're kidding me.
Who made the decision? So now you find out that you cannot go to the prom. Because he's graduated from high school.
But not the correct high school.
Not the correct high school. So now you can't go to your own prom.
You guys are together as a couple. Sorry to interrupt, right? This isn't just a friendly thing. You guys are dating.
We've been together for over a year now. So
who made the, who brought, who first suggested, all right, let's go to the Pirates game?
It was me. Because we had these tickets to the Pirates-Rockies game anyway. And I was like, you know what? We're pretty close to home plate. What if instead, because the actual prom, North Catholic's prom, was yesterday. Yesterday was a day game. So we decided, well, why? We'll just go a day early. I already had a dress. God. He already had a tux. We were like, why don't we go? We made a sign so that people didn't think we were
like
just
why
weird.
Are they dressed like that?
Yeah, dressed up. Right. I mean, just the pictures are amazing. Dressed up full, like tux, prom gear. This is prom season.
That's the best part. You know, walking before the game, we were getting, older people that were saying congratulations as if the sign had said just married. Like
they didn't even read it.
No, people weren't reading the sign. They were just assuming and that we were getting married or part of a wedding party. And,
that's hilarious.
Yeah.
So when we come back, I want to talk about how the pirates found you and what the pirates did for you. Okay.
Okay.
All right. John.
I can't.
Mary.
I did not know.
Went to the prom at the Pirates game, and this story has now gone nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.